Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. As always, before we hop into the episode, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never seen before. Similar to how TikTok has its For You page, Instagram has its Explore page. Podcasts are generated and shared out to people based on the ratings and reviews that they get. So it would mean the absolute world to me to help me out and help us grow. Right. So today's episode, I want to dive into stress and kind of natural ways to help ease anxiety, stress, not anxiety in a sense where it's an actual disorder, but just feeling anxious about things and stress. And if you guys don't know, stress has so much more of a toll on you than you think. If you're thinking about stress, you might literally just be like, it's just not fun to go through, but it's actually taking a toll on your physical body as well. It is releasing your hormone called cortisol, and cortisol can make you break out. It can affect your sleep. It can affect your gut health. It can help you or not help you. It's going to have you hold on to weight, all of that. So cortisol is affecting you physically. So I'm going to try to teach you some ways to manage your stress naturally. As always, before we hop into the episode, if you guys are new here, this is the Lifted Podcast. So in the start of every episode, I share something that lifted me the last week, whether it be a piece of scripture, whether it be something that happened in my life, whether it be just a little mindset hack, a new food, anything like that, kind of just something that happened this last week that really lifted me mentally, physically, spiritually, anything like that. And this week, my lift was 1,000% my job, which sounds funny to probably some people, but if you guys don't know what I do, I'm a personal trainer at my gym that I go to, and I absolutely love it so much. And with the start of New Year's, I've gotten a few new clients, so getting to meet people and kind of hear about their goals, what they're trying to do, and just knowing that they're on a path to better themselves. It's been a really fun week for me to kind of get to know new people and just make new connections and help more people, because at the end of the day, I think we're all here to help people. So this health space is my way of helping people, and I think everyone finds their way. So that was my lift of the week for sure. Okay. Now let's hop into stress. So first, I'm going to go into something that's a little bit different. I feel like a lot of you guys are expecting me to say stuff like yoga and breathing and stuff like that, and that is on the list. But first, I'm going to go into your diet. Your diet could be causing you to be stressed out, because if you are lacking the proper vitamins and minerals, your body is going to shut down, not function properly. Your gut and your brain are so highly linked to each other. You know how they say that, like a gut feeling about things. They call the gut your second brain. Sometimes it's even more important than the decisions your brain makes. So they are so connected. So what you are putting into your body can affect your mood. It can cloud your brain, or it can clear it and make you feel great. So I'm going to go into some things that you need in order to feel a little bit less stressed out. And big part of that is going to be your B vitamins, especially B9 and B12. And some foods for that is asparagus, eggs, beets, citrus, liver, bananas, avocado. Also, if you're looking for a superfood that has like all of these things in it, I highly recommend beef liver or sea moss. These two are super nutrient dense foods. Yeah. Another big one is magnesium. And if you don't know, I found this out not too long ago. Magnesium is the number one mineral that most of us are lacking in. And that is because it is better absorbed through the body, and not a ton of foods have a sufficient amount, and we're not eating those proper foods to get it. So what I've been doing is I bought magnesium spray, just pure magnesium, and it's better to intake your magnesium through your skin. It absorbs it better than through your gut. So what I do every night before I go to bed is I spray some magnesium on my feet, and sometimes I'll do it on my wrists as well. And that just is ensuring that I am absorbing my magnesium. You can take capsules of it, but I'm not the biggest fan of supplementing your minerals when there are so much more efficient ways to get them. You can also buy magnesium salt baths if you are a bath taker, or even if you just want to soak your feet or your hands or something like that in the magnesium. It will still absorb I'm going to say some of the best foods for all of these proper minerals, as well as calcium. That's another one I did not mention, but you're going to want to look for your shellfish, fatty fish, egg yolk, beef, sea moss, like I said. Those are all going to have these calcium, magnesium. It's going to have zinc, copper, selenium, all of these proper nutrients that your body needs to thrive. You also need a vitamin D. There is a very strong correlation with people's happiness level and the seasons, and that is for the reason that the UV index and the sun is out more in the summer and spring. People tend to be a little happier. Even if you hate the heat, you just tend to be happier because you are getting your vitamin D from the sun. You can also get vitamin D from mushrooms. You can also get vitamin D from those fatty fishes and egg yolk as well, but the sun is definitely the best place. So if you have the opportunity to be in sunlight, please go stick your face in it, go stick your body in it. You need that sun. People think the sun is so bad for you. They coat themselves in sunscreen, not knowing that most of the time they're doing more harm than good. You need that vitamin D. You need that sunlight in your life. So go stick your feet in the grass, go ground, and be connected to the earth, the sun, all of it. I know that sounds so hippie, but I promise there are so many studies to back that up. Go stick your bare feet in the dirt, look up at the sun. Also, if you are a tea drinker, you can get some chamomile tea or peppermint tea. Those two are the most soothing for anxiety, stress, all that good stuff. Especially that warm liquid going into your gut. If you like iced tea, whatever, but definitely something about hot liquid kind of goes with relaxation a little bit more. So if you wanna have a nice hot cup of tea, you might not like most teas, but I mean, there's so many different flavors out there that I think you should just give it a try, because especially if you get a tea that you can put some honey in there, make it a little sweeter, just absolutely delicious, so good for your body and your gut. All right, let's talk about some things that don't have to do with food. I know. We get it. I'm a big foodie. But anyways, here's some non-food stress relievers. And like I said, vitamin D, you're gonna want to get your sunlight. That's out of the way. Grounding, that's out of the way. Laughter, being around people you love. You release a hormone called oxytocin, and that is your love hormone. And studies are finding that oxytocin is one of the very few hormones that can cancel out cortisol. So if you are spending time with the people you love, laughing is all releasing that happy hormone, that love hormone, and it is going to cancel out that anxiety, that stress. You can't feel stressed out and loved at the same exact time. Like you can be both sometimes, but like if you are in a situation where you are around people you love, it's going to be a lot harder to sit there and be stressed out if you're focused on the love that you feel. This one is huge, but a big reason on why you might be stressed out is because you are not moving your body. Find any sort of exercise. Find yoga, lifting weights, running, anything like that. When you are exercising, your body is releasing a bunch of endorphins, which is your natural painkiller hormone. And also, exercise lowers your cortisol. Again, one of those natural things that just lowers that stress. And honestly, let's talk about all the benefits of that. If you're exercising, you're going to feel more confident as well. Whether you be strength training, running, any of it, it's just good for your body and your mind, as well as you're going to sleep better. And lack of sleep also boosts your cortisol, which you don't want. So you're going to get a better night's sleep if you go to the gym or if you run or anything like that. And it's just all around exercise is good for you. So much so beyond physical. Something fun that I learned recently is that your brain can synchronize with the beat of music. So put on some relaxing music and you're gonna find your brain synchronizing to it. That's why if you're listening to more like heavy metal and stuff like that in the gym, that's when you're gonna go for your PR, because it kind of gets that intense feeling within your body. Same way, if you listen to some calming music, your brain can literally synchronize with the beat of that music. Your breathing will slow, and that's going to lead me into the next thing, which is to work on your breathing. And I know what you're thinking, that is so stupid. Like, I know how to breathe. Okay, but when you're stressed, your breaths tend to be very quick and shallow without you thinking about it. This is a completely subconscious thing. Like you're not thinking that your breaths are short and shallow. But if you take the time to focus on your breathing, you are actually sending signals to your nervous system to relax. So take the time when you're stressed. It really does work. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. It is so relaxing. Like I said, it's not just like a mind game. It is actually sending signals to your nervous system to calm down. Journaling. It's might not ease you right away, but it is giving you an outlet to kind of let all of those emotions out, how you're feeling. All of it, that is something that journaling kind of, it's not for everybody because it is a skill. And a lot of people are not patient enough to learn that skill. They'll immediately think, oh, well, like my head thinks way too fast for my hand. That's kind of the point. It kind of forces you to slow down your thoughts and really think about what you're feeling. And being able to put it in words on paper is a skill and it takes time. So the first couple times that you start to journal, there's a very good chance that you're going to sit there and just stare at your book. Like, I don't know even where to start with what I'm feeling. And that is okay. Like I said, it is a skill. It took me a long time to be able to write down how I was feeling. If you want to start writing little poems about how you're feeling, anything like that, use it as your creative outlet and your way to just get your brain unscrambled. Your thoughts can tend to get so mixed up in your head. Putting it out on paper just straightens them. And I'm old school. I like pen and paper, but you can type it out in your notes. You can type it out on your computer, on a document, anything like that. Just to be able to visualize and see what you're thinking and feeling just helps clarify it and straighten it out so much. So then you can try to work through it and then you'll ease that anxiety and that stress because you can see it in front of you. And it's almost like you can look at it from outside of the box in a different perspective, because sometimes you get so caught up in your own head that there might be an easy answer or an easy solution or something you just might not have thought of because you're so caught up in your own mind that you can't think of it. But if you're looking at it from an outside perspective, as you would be if it's written down in front of you, your brain might be able to think of something a little bit more. You might surprise yourself. And this one is not a scientific one, but this is just something that helps me a lot. And if you are spiritual, I promise it will help you as well. And that is just spending time with God, silent time with God. Read a scripture, be in your Bible, read a devotional, put on some calm worship music and just breathe and feel the presence of God. Because I promise anything you're worrying about here is absolutely nothing compared to your spiritual journey. It can help you and He's here to guide you and love you through it all. Nothing, no pain in this world, no stress in this world could even compare. So work on your spiritual health and I promise it will ease your anxiety so much. Cast your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. That is a piece of scripture and He means it. He is there to lift it off your shoulders. Take a deep breath, spend time with God, and yeah. Just ease your stress, anxiety. It's my absolute favorite thing to do when I'm feeling stressed. I go for a nice long walk and I either put on a religious podcast or some worship music and I just really feel the fresh air and try to feel the Spirit in me and just kind of reach out to God. Like, I know you're there for me. Help me through this stress. And it's just 11 out of 10. Highly would recommend. All right, now that is the episode for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed. It's definitely a new approach to podcasting for me, a little bit more research-based, because that's just how I've been loving looking into health recently, is all from like, why does your body react to this? Why? Instead of it just being like, well, do this because TikTok said to. And then I'm so interested in like hormone health and all that stuff. So been absolutely loving it. I hope you guys are enjoying this style as well. I definitely will have some more like fun episodes again where I'm talking about something a little bit lighter or something like that. So very much so looking forward to the future of this podcast. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up. And I will see you guys, or not see you guys, I will catch you guys next week. Bye.